亲爱的弟兄姊妹，主里平安。
Dear brothers and sisters, peace in the Lord.
首先要感谢弟兄姊妹在这段时间里为我和我的家人祷告。
First of all, I just want to show my appreciation for all the prayer support these days.
弟兄姊妹提议让我讲讲我们家的家庭祭坛。其实我们还达不到这么高的标准。
And some people suggest that I will share with you my learning and the practicing of the family altar. But deep down, I don't think we are qualified to share yet.
我们只是每周有一次全家的敬拜祷告。
What we do is we will have this family worship and prayer time once a week.
我想分享两个让我们定义要带着全家来到神的面前的原因。
And I'd like to share with you two reasons why we like to have this family worship.
一个呢是我们的家庭关系。
One is for the sake of our family relationship.
像很多弟兄姊妹一样，当我们搬到新家的时候。
And just like many brothers and sisters, when we move to our new home,
也收到了一个礼物，就是基督是我家之主的牌子。
We all received a gift, which is a plaque that says Christ is the head of our house.
当我问弟兄该挂在哪里的时候，他说我们家不配挂这个牌子。
When I inquired from my husband where should we hang this plaque, he said that our family is not qualified to hang this kind of plaque.
我无言以对，因为我知道我们家有四个主。
I was speechless because I know for a fact that there are four masters in our house.
每个人都是自己的主，唯独基督不是。
Every individual is the master of his or her own, but not Christ.
我们这个家因此不知多少次游走在破裂的边缘。
And that was why our family has been on the brim of breakage many times.
我常常为我的家不是一个能荣耀神的家而羞愧。
I was often ashamed because my household is not a home that can glorify the Lord.
无数次的痛苦流泪祷告后，我思考这个问题。
And I have gone through many, many tearful and crying prayer, and I was thinking about this issue.
为什么我们各自都有正常的灵修生活？
Why is that that individually we all can have our own spiritual devotion time?
但当我们的生命遇到家庭关系时，马上露出了败坏的本相。
But once comes to any issue regarding the family relationship, our wicked self is revealed.
因为我们中间没有神。
Because Among ourselves, within our midst, there is no God.
神不能仅仅是我们各自敬拜的神，更应该是我们全家的神。
Because God cannot be the God whom we worship individually, should be the God we can worship together as a family.
神的救恩是以家为单位的。
Because God's salvation is intended for the entire household.
健康的家庭才会带出健康的生命。
Only spiritually healthy families can bring out healthy spiritual lives.
这个家要有出路，要蒙祝福。
In order for us to have a way out, we need to have the Lord.
只有全家一起来到神的面前。
Only if we come to God together as a family.
这一切从宣告承认神在这个家的主权开始。
It all started by proclaiming that God is the head of this house.
从祭坛开始。
Started from the practicing of a family altar.
在祭坛上操练把自己全然放下，是一个很痛苦的功课。
It is a very painful lesson for us to learn to lay down ourselves and to have family altar.
真的非常的痛苦。
Indeed, it has been quite painful.
但却是蒙神祝福的。
But God surely has blessed it.
另外一个原因呢，是因为我的孩子。
Another reason why we need to have this is because of our kids.
我也常常为我们做父母的在孩子面前的表现而自责。
Sometimes I condemn myself for our manifestation before our children.
作为父母，我知道我们能给孩子的没有什么比神更好的。
Because I know deep down in my heart, God is the best we can give to our children.
可当我希望我的孩子能够敬虔且倾心爱主时，我自己做到了吗？
But the problem is, when I want my children to be reverent and to love God with a pure heart, am I demonstrating that as an example?
当我希望我的孩子将来能有一个荣耀主而且被主祝福的家庭时，我却给了他们一个怎样的家庭呢？
And what kind of model family life I demonstrate to my children when I hope they have for themselves in the future a God-loving, God-centered home?
我在孩子面前又是怎样对待神的呢？
And how do I treat God in the presence of my children?
我只有在主日去教会时才是一个基督徒吗？
Am I just a Sunday Christian?
当我的儿子开始申请大学的时候，我知道我的孩子就要离开家了。
When my son starts applying for college, I know the time for him to leave home is coming soon.
这让我越来越焦虑。
So I become quite anxious.
外面世界的试探如此的险恶诡诈，如此的多。
Because I know this world offers so many deceitful and wicked temptations.
我的孩子能胜过吗？我能求助谁呢？
Can my children survive? And from whom should I seek help?
唯有神。
Only God.
因为我知道我不可能陪伴我的孩子一生，
Because、
但是神能。
I cannot be by his side for the rest of his life.
在主里的根基建立在家庭上，要比建立在个人上更牢固。
And I think it's more reliable if we found our faith in God as a family than individually.
我要让我的孩子知道，他的神也是全家的神。
I want my kids to know that his God is also the God of this family.
当他遇到难处，他在祷告求助神的时候，
Therefore, when he encounters challenges or difficulties and looking to God for help,
他不是一个人，而是整个家在他的后面，在一个族里为他祷告。
And he's never alone because he has an entire family as his backup in prayer.
感谢神，当我跟家人提出每周有一次全家一起来亲近神、祷告神的时候，
Therefore, I'm very thankful when I suggest that as a family, we will come together once a week to draw ourselves close to God and pray to Him.
曾经无数次拒绝和我一起祷告的弟兄竟然同意。
My husband, who rejects to pray with me, actually agreed.
一天之内和我说不了几句话的孩子竟然同意。
And also my children, with whom I had little conversation every day, also agreed to it.
当孩子们为着教会、为着家人、为着与神的关系祷告时，
When children pray together with us for their individual needs or for the needs in the church,
当弟兄和我为着彼此的关系、彼此的工作祷告时，
And my husband and I pray for each other's health and also work.
当我们一起为这个家祷告时，
Also, when we pray together for our home,
我的心充满了感恩。
My heart are full of thanksgiving.
因为这次疫情，我们难得的全家人有这么多的时间在一起。
And because of the pandemic, we really had this wonderful opportunity to spend time together.
但是却出乎意料的是，我们的矛盾没有加深。
To our great surprise, the conflicts among us did not increase.
反而这段时间竟成了我到美国十几年来最快乐的时光。
Instead, I can say this period of time is the happiest time I have ever had since I came to this country 10 some years ago.
虽然我们还有软弱,
although we still have a lot of weaknesses,
虽然我们还会被试探,
we're still tempted in many ways.
虽然我们开始的太晚, 但是求神加我们力量。
Although we have started this family altar too late,We ask the Lord to give us strength.
谢谢弟兄姊妹。
Thank you, brothers and sisters. Peace to brothers and sisters.
我是肖林姊妹。
I am Sister Lin.
很荣幸有这个机会能和大家分享我弟兄张小亮在2020年经历主耶稣的医治。身体得以恢复的见证。
It is a great honor that I can be here to share the testimony of my husband who has gone through the healing grace of Jesus Christ in 2020.
首先先和大家介绍一下我的生命新生命只有一岁。
First of all, let me introduce myself. I have been born again for about a year.
我是在2020年1月份受浸得救的。
I was baptized in January 2020.
在那个时候，我弟兄已经被确诊前列腺癌四期。
And at that time, my husband has been diagnosed to be stage 4 of colon cancer.
那是属于非常非常危险的一个阶段。
And that is a very dangerous phase.
而我们当时结婚还不满一年。
At the time, we were just married less than a year.
在听到医生的确诊通知时，我几近崩溃，在停车场大声的哭泣。
Upon hearing the diagnosis from the doctor, I almost collapsed. I wept bitterly in the parking lot.
我的家人都在国内，所以唯一能依靠的只有我们的救主，主耶稣。
Because all my family members and friends are in China. So the only trust I could have at a time is Jesus Christ.
我不停地向主祷告，求他医治，求他医治我的弟兄。
So I kept on praying to the Lord and asked him to heal my husband.
当时 Cover City 教会的弟兄姊妹们也一直为我们祷告，为我弟兄的健康祷告。
At the time, the members of our Culver City Church been praying for us, pray for the healing of my husband.
虽然手术很成功，但是在手术后的第三个月例行体检中，我弟兄的 PSA 值还是没有达标。
Although the surgery went well, yet even after 3 months, the PSA index of my husband still is under the standard.
于是我们不得不遵照医生的建议，开始了连续两个月的化疗。
So we had no choice but to go through radiation treatment for another 2 months.
那段时间里，我们天天都要往返于医院。
And we had to go to hospital every day.
虽然当时疫情情况一直没有缓解，但是我们不得不去医院来进行治疗。
Even though the pandemic did not improve during those times, we had to go to the hospital every day.
我们把一切都交给了主耶稣，求主耶稣保守我们不被瘟疫所感染。
So we trusted ourselves in the hands of the Lord Jesus and asked him to keep us safe from the COVID-19 virus.
每次小亮在治疗的期间里，我就打开圣经开始阅读。
And every time when my husband went through the treatment, I would just open up the Bible and read.
最开始我读的是约伯记。
I started from the book of Job.
我当时读约伯记是有一个问题。
I chose that book because I had a question.
我带着疑问去读，想要明白为什么这样的事情会轮到我们身上。
I had this question in my mind. I tried to find out why did this happen to us.
但是当我读完约伯记后，我心里的苦痛减轻了。
And after reading the book of Job,
the pain in my heart reduced.
信心也增强了很多。
And my faith was much enhanced.
不是因为约伯过得比我们还要苦。
It was not because I feel Job suffered even more than we are.
而是我明白了神做事有他的时间。
But because I understand that God has his timing in doing everything.
事出必有其因。
And has a reason for everything.
而我们所要做的就是顺服环境，等着神用特殊的方式，远远超过我们所想的来搭救我们。
And all we need to do is just fully trust him and obey in the environment, and knowing that he will deliver us in his own unique way.
我们相信主耶稣是我们的高台。
We trust that our Lord is our high ground.
他必带我们出狭窄之地，进入宽广之地。摆在我们席上的必满有肥甘。
And he will take us out of our narrow place into an open space and treat us with very delicious feast.
就这样，每次我弟兄治疗时，我就在外面读主的话语。
And just like that, every time he went through the treatment, I would just wait outside and read the word of the Lord.
等他结束治疗，我们就在回程的路上一起讨论读经的感受。
And our way home from each treatment, we would just have fellowship in the car discussing what we just learned from the Word of God.
每个晚上睡觉前，我们都要在一起祷告，感谢主耶稣对他的救治。
And every night, we will pray together and give thanks to the Lord for his healing grace.
正是因为有了主耶稣，看似漫长的放疗过程也不那么痛苦了。
And because we have the Lord Jesus, this long treatment process is not as painful as it should be.
在结束治疗后，我弟兄的指标终于恢复正常了。
And after we finished the treatment, and my husband's index went up to the normal range.
虽然这并不是一个结束，他还需要继续其他的治疗项目。
Although this is not the end of everything, because he still needs to continue with other treatment program.
但我们相信主耶稣的生命活水一定会在他的身上流淌。
Yet we believe the living water of life of the Lord Jesus will continue to flow through his body.
让他成为得主所用的器皿，成为荣耀主的见证。
So that he can be a vessel useful to the Lord to be his glorious testimony.
罗马书中有一节经文一直鼓励着我们。
And there's a passage in the book of Romans that continuously encouraged us.
在这里我想和弟兄姊妹们一起分享。
And I'd like to share this passage with you.
即使在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为神所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts,through the Holy Spirit, which has been given to us.
在经历主的带领和医治中，我们学到了要通过神来看待苦难。
While we're being led by the Lord in this healing process, we learn something, which means to look at the suffering through God.
而非通过苦难来看神。
Not look at God through suffering.
同时我们也真切地体会到了祷告在圣徒生命中的重要性。
And we truly experience the critical importance of prayer in the life of saints.
在主耶稣的带领和救治中，我们感受到了他的爱是何等的高深阔长。
In the leading and healing of our Lord Jesus Christ, we truly experience the length, the width, the height, and the depth of the love of Jesus Christ.
谢谢大家。
Thank you very much.
感谢主。我的名字叫钱祥化。
Thank the Lord. My name is 范祥 Chan.
在沈哥堡教会2013年11月24号在那边受洗。
I am a member of St. Gabriel Church. I was baptized on November the 13th, 2013.
感谢主，我今天有机会在这里神的恩典见证出来。
I am thankful that I have a chance to testify for the Lord.
就是我信主了这么久的时候，到2018年。
And in year 2018,
去医院里面检查,
I went to the hospital and found out that I have stomach cancer.
然后 马上进去急诊室去抢急救。
And they sent me to the emergency room for treatment.
做了5月30号做进行手术。
And I had a surgery on May the 31st of that year.
刚开始的时候，医院不让我做手术。
Initially, the doctors did not want to perform the surgery on me.
他说你已经四期了，不能动手术了。
Because he felt that I'm in stage 4, it's kind of useless to operate.
动手术也只能活到5个月到8个月。
Because even with the surgery, I can only live up to 8 months.
我的一直要求要做动手术。
Upon my request, I wanted to have the surgery.
然后有一个叫魏静的医生啊，给我说你要快点去动手术。
Yeah, another specialist doctor urged me to have surgery as soon as possible.
不动手术的话，一个月就没有了。
Because if I don't do that, I will probably die within the month.
然后我一直请求，但也祷告主。
Therefore, I requested repeatedly, and also I prayed to the Lord for it.
求主医治我，我和医生一起祷告。
And actually, I prayed together with the Christian doctor, asked for the Lord's healing.
那最后5月30号进行手术。
Therefore, I had a surgery on May 31st.
手术的非常成功。
And the surgery went very, very well.
是神救了我啊，这样子啊。
It is the Lord who rescued me.
到6月6号就出院了。
And I check out the hospital on June the 6th.
出院大概7月3号去做化疗。
And I started my chemotherapy treatment on July the 3rd.
一共要做8次。
It took 8 treatments.
刚开始我还没做的时候。
And before I started the chemotherapy treatment,
医生说我只能活到5个月到8个月。
And the doctor's expectation is I live for another 5 to 8 months or so.
然后我自己就预备自己的后事。
Therefore, I started prepare for my burial.
去什么连棺材都买好了。
I purchased everything for my burial, including my own coffin.
等主接我。
Waiting for the Lord to take me home.
然后化疗了8次。
And after the 8 rounds of chemotherapy,
主救了我。
The Lord actually delivered me.
扫描出来很好。
The CT scan came out very well.
到2019年。
When it comes to 2019, I went to have another CT scan in January.
他说里面肝里面还有一点点东西。
And they saw something in my liver.
到2月12号,
and,
又进行第二次手术。
Therefore, they performed another surgery on me on February 12th.
开的六个口。
They punched 6 holes.
三天就出院了。
And I was able to check out the hospital 3 days afterwards.
神又救了我。
God saved me again.
弟兄姐妹都是为我祷告。
And a lot of church brothers and sisters prayed for me.
我感谢弟兄姐妹。
And I'm very thankful for that.
然后我2月15号出院的时候就又做六次化疗。
And then I have another 6 rounds of chemotherapy after that.
化疗做完以后。
And after the chemotherapy was over,
我就回中国去看老妈。
I had a chance to travel to China to see my old age mother.
就是我一直祷告我有好的时候一定要回去看老妈妈。
And that was my prayer constantly that if I get well, I have to return to China to see my mom.
我怕她见不到。
Because I was afraid that we won't see each other again.
她已经也90岁左右了。
Because she is almost 90 years old.
神听我的祷告。
And God heard my prayer.
带我回中国去。
And brought me back to China.
见妈妈。
To see my mom.
和姐妹一起回去。
And my wife went with me.
我回去的时候对我 也会去又去准备照相啊叫做遗像叫他来准备反正迟早都要走的时候。
And when I went back to China, I found an opportunity to take some photo for my own funeral.
感谢主又救了我。
And I thank the Lord for saving me again and again.
出来的时候 ,12 月又去化疗。
And in December of 2019, I went back for another round of chemo.
又去扫描啊。
Oh, sorry, it's not chemo, but CT scan.
扫描的时候医生说里面还有一个黑影。
And the doctor said, there's still a little shadow in your inside.
然后我这个拿过去开刀的医生给他看。
And they brought the film to my doctor.
开刀医生说哎你还要进行这手术。
The surgeon says you need to have another surgery.
到2020年7月6号。
And when July 6th of 2020 came,
又做第三次手术。
I had the third surgery.
又化疗了六次。
And then 6 rounds of chemo again.
神的又救我。
God saved me again.
一次一次的救我。
Time after time, God delivers me.
我感谢神。
I'm so thankful to my God.
神的恩典我非常感谢我以后也回去也要去传这个福音。
And I'm so thankful that I want to share the good news of Jesus Christ.
还没有信的人也要去相信我们的主。
So that people that do not know the Lord yet can come to believe in Him.
这样子一次一次救我。
Because He has rescued me again and again.
我感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
感谢弟兄姐妹一次一次为我祷告。
And I thank brother, sister for your constant prayer.
我感谢我最爱的人老婆她都是照顾我非常好。
And I thank the most my dearest wife who has taken such a good care.
我今天在这里感谢大家为我祷告感谢。
And I want to give thanks to everyone who has been praying for us.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
主的恩典我够有用。
Because the Lord's grace is more than sufficient for me.
我这个到12月11号化疗全部完了。
I finished my third round of chemo December 12th last year.
前天又去就扫描。
And 2 days ago, I went to have another CT scan.
扫描的时候要等四号，他结果医生才出来。
And I want the result until February 4th.
我求主医治我。
I ask the Lord to heal me.
我感谢主。
And I thank the Lord.
以后我一生要奉献主。
And I want to give the rest of my life to him.
感谢赞美主。
And I thank you, I thank and praise the Lord.
荣耀全民的归给主。
And give my Lord all the glory and honor.
谢谢。
Thank you.
圣主，感谢赞美主。
Thank the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, greetings. I am Sister 小云。
我是一个不是很容易与大家熟悉的人。
I'm not good with people.
刚加入弟兄姊妹中间的聚会的时候。
So when I joined a meeting with you guys.
因为听不懂。
Because I don't fully understand what you're talking about.
所以坐在其中我真的很不自在。
Therefore, I don't feel very comfortable sitting among you.
以至于每一次聚会。
Therefore, every time when we met,
我都没有认真听他们分享。
And I did not pay close attention to your sharing.
听完了就忘记了那种。
Most of the time, I will forget what I heard.
以至于疫情的出来改变了该改变的。
And so when the pandemic hit, things changed.
2020年是一个很不平凡的一年。
Year 2020 was indeed a very unusual year.
我因为疫情受着疫情的影响，我换了工作。
And because of the pandemic, I changed job.
上班的时间也长了。
And my work hours were lengthened.
每天孩子们没有起床，我就去上班。
I would have to get up early, even before my kids got up.
直到晚上九点多我才回到家。
And I won't return home until 9 p.m.-ish.
那时我几乎每天都听到孩子们向我发的怨言。
And therefore, every day I would hear complaints from my own kids.
那时的我也默默地向神发怨言。
And upon hearing their complaints, I would complain to God.
当孩子们对神有疑惑时。
And when my kids had doubts about God.
我很焦虑。
And I become anxious.
灰心也有疑惑。
And I lose heart and even have doubts myself.
但是我每天还是带着圣经去上班。
Even that, I still carry Bible to work every day.
不忙的时候我翻开它来看。
And I will read some passages when I have a chance.
以前我在上班的时候。
And before when I go to work,
我把它翻开放在椅子上。
And I will open up the Bible and place it on a chair.
当我忙完回去拿起它来看时。
And when I finish doing something and have some time, I will just pick it up and read something.
或许是因为风的原因，它翻开了另一张经文。
And on a particular day, maybe because the wind blew and the Bible was flipped to a particular page.
耶利米书29:11.
And was flipped to Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11.
耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是将灾祸的意念，又叫你们末后有指望。
Amen. And the flip to a passage says, For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope.
我看见这一节经文，我就不停的在思想。
And I could not help but keep on thinking on it when I saw this passage.
想着主给我的这句话。
I was thinking about the verse the Lord gave me.
我就把它存在我的心里。
And I kept it deep in my heart.
到了不多几日，就是主日的信息聚会。
And not many days after that experience, it was the Lord's Sunday.
而我却被那天的标题，我深深地被他抓住了。
And I was drawn to the message title of that particular Sunday.
那天的标题是听主的声音。
And the title of that day's message was Listen to the Voice of the Lord.
因为当时我是在上班。
Because I had to go to work.
所以我放它来听。
So I was able to turn it on and listen to the message.
很稀奇的
Amazingly
那一天所有的信息好像主在对我说话一样
And I felt the Lord was just speaking to me through that message that day
后来有一位姊妹给我发信息
And later on I got a message from a sister in the church
她让我上网去聚会
She encouraged me to meet with them online.
哪怕是让他见一见。
She said, just let me take a look at you.
她说她很想我。
Because she misses me very much.
我看见信息。
I saw her text message.
我的眼泪就不住地流。
I could not help but tearing up.
就将听见主在对我说。
As if the Lord was talking to me.
孩子，我想你了。
Oh, my child, I miss you.
当时我很是感动。
I was so moved at the time.
就当天我就上去见他们。
So when I went on the Zoom meeting that very day,
因为是上班的原因
Because I had to be working at the time.
我只能在心里面默默地向主说
I could only pray to the Lord in my heart.
主啊
Oh Lord.
谢谢你
I thank you.
我以为你离开我了
I thought you have departed from me.
不要我了。
You have forsaken me.
但是主啊。
But, oh Lord.
你想着我的心是包容的。
You have a big heart that is inclusive of me.
你想着我的心意是不放弃的。
And your heart toward me is never leaving me behind.
你想着我的爱是不改变的。
And your love toward me will never change.
你就默默地在我身边等着我回转归向你的心。
And you have so quietly waiting just right by my side so that I can turn back to you.
真的谢谢主。
And I thank the Lord.
我上去见到他们，我一开口说话，我的眼泪就出来。
I went online to join their Zoom meeting. The moment I opened my mouth, my tear just came up.
心里面很是温暖。
I feel so warm inside.
就像见了家人一样。
I saw them as if I've seen my own family members.
虽然只是上去见一见。
Only I could only went up and see them, their faces for briefly.
但是我的心很喜乐。
But I was so happy.
真的很是满足。
I was so satisfied.
我就开始向主祷告。
I started praying to the Lord.
我专心的求主为我预备时间来亲近他。
And I am very concentrated asking the Lord to give me time to draw myself close to him.
来照顾孩子们。
To take care of my children.
因为疫情的突来。
Because the sudden arrival of the pandemic.
我看见了自己的软弱。
I saw my own weaknesses.
看见自己何其的微小。
How insignificant I am.
离开了主，我什么都不是。
Departing from the Lord, I am nothing.
靠着自己，我什么都做不好。
And I can do nothing on my own.
2020年下半年。
So during the second half of 2020,
主向我施恩。
The Lord just gave me His grace.
我有了更多的时间在家亲近主。
I ended with having more time so I can draw myself close to the Lord at home.
来读主的话语，来思想主的话语。
To read his words and meditate on his words.
来陪伴我的孩子们。
And also spend more time with my kids.
好好的照顾他们。
I could take in a much better care of them.
主也在那段时间
And during that period of time,
就借着很多事情来让我的孩子们自己经历它。
The Lord has allowed several things to happen so our kids can actually experience the Lord themselves.
让他们再一次信靠他。
So they learn to trust Him again.
靠着主交给我的力量，把他们再一次带回主的里面。
I was able to bring them back to the Lord through the strength from Him.
就像许多信主的玛利赛人信主。
Just like a lot of Samaritans, when they came to the Lord and believed Him,
不是因为人的话。
It was not because the words of man.
乃是因为他们亲自听见了。
But because they heard themselves directly from the Lord.
而我们的心
and our hearts
一天比一天喜乐
are becoming more joyful each day.
感谢主的恩典
I thank the Lord for His grace.
在后面每一次与弟兄姊妹聚会
And after that, every time when I went online to meet with brothers and sisters,
我都格外的珍惜。
I appreciate and treasure that opportunity more and more.
我认真聆听他们每一次的分享。
I will listen attentively to their individual sharing,
来明白主的心意。
So that I can understand the Lord's heart more.
因为之前我浪费了很多时间
Because I have wasted so much time before
我错过了很多宝贵的学习机会
I missed out on so many opportunities to learn about him
我会把握每一次聚会
Now I will take hold of every meeting chance
因为我不想再错过了
Because I don't want to miss out anymore、
今天回想去年的时候
And looking back this time last year
我发现了一件很稀奇的事
I discovered something really marvelous
就是当我与主的关系就近时
That is when my relationship with the Lord is closer
我与弟兄姊妹的心也静静地系在一起
And my hearts are closely knit with those of my brothers and sisters too.
我们真的像家人一样。
And we're really like a family.
个人都影响着个人。
Everyone is influencing others.
一切的荣耀都归于主。
And I give our Lord all the glory.
因他借着圣灵做人手不能做的事。
Because he is working things that man cannot do through his own Holy Spirit.
感谢主，感谢弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord and thank you, brothers and sisters.
Ah, 你好，我的名字叫谢雅玲，那我是 St. Gabriel's 西区教会的姊妹。
Greetings, my name is Yaling. I'm a sister from the Church of St. Gabriel.
认识上帝之前的我是一个骄傲、没有耐心、崇尚物质的人。
Before coming to God, know God, I was a person who pursued materialistic world and very prideful too.
以前的生活只有围绕着工作，过着五光十色的生活。
The center of my life was...work or pursuing a glamorous lifestyle.
以前的生命是从事业成功以及金钱物质的生活得到满足，感到快乐。
And my happiness was built upon my successful career and also receiving material things that I desire.
我以前是非常认真工作，一个星期可以工作七天，没有办法把时间给家人。
I work very diligently. I would devote 7 days a week to work so that I don't even have time for my family.
只懂得努力工作让自己生活更好，但是很不快乐。
All I knew was to work hard so that I can have a better living. However, I was not happy.
感谢上帝在我的生活中安排了许多人传送福音给我。
I thank God that for he has put around me many Christians who has shared with me the gospel.
我看着他们可以感受他们的喜乐。
Looking at them, I could sense the joy in their hearts.
对生活的态度和当时的我非常的不同。
And their attitude toward life was very different from mine at that time.
我心里知道天上有一个真神，耶稣基督。
I know in my heart that there is a true God, Jesus Christ.
第一次得到圣灵的感动，至今还是很令人难忘的。
And I still remember vividly how I was moved by the Holy Spirit for the first time.
一天凌晨两点左右，因为工作上的压力。
And that was at 2 a.m. on a particular day, then because of the pressure from work.
与父母隔代问题和兄姐之间的矛盾。
And also the generation gap between me and my parents, as well as strifes between among the siblings.
心里无法消化而无法入眠。
I could not resolve these issues and I could not sleep.
随手拿了一本顾客给我的书籍，是台湾的作家施以罗。
And I randomly pick up a book given by my client, written by a Taiwanese author.
信心是一把向上的梯子。
Title, Faith is an Upward Ladder.
耳朵里放着 MP3 的音乐。
And I was listening to the MP3 music.
当时我翻了一页，正在看着作者写到，写着奇异恩典的故事。
As I flipped through the pages, I saw the story about the hymn Amazing Grace.
这时耳朵里头开始播放出奇异恩典的音乐。
At the same time, the music played through the MP3 was the song Amazing Grace as well.
刹那间我的眼泪狂流无法停止。
And suddenly my tear just poured out. I could not even stop it.
我感受到神在我旁边告诉我。
I sensed God's presence and he was by my side and told me this.
我的罪已赦免，我的心已得安慰。
Your sins are forgiven and your heart can be comforted.
靠主的恩典，安全而不害怕。
I can trust in His grace, I'll be safe and do not have to be afraid.
那天之后，我知道我有一天一定会进入教会，是迟早的事情。
And from that day and on, I knew for sure that I will go to church one day.
因为家人的反对，一直没有机会进入教会。
However, because of the opposition from some of my family members, I couldn't enter into church at the time.
但是神安排的时间终于到临了。
But finally, God's timing came upon.
2015年底，我离开了15年的工作环境，到完全不同的工作环境。
And in the end of 2015, I left my workplace where I worked for 15 years and moved to a new place.
正在忙着适应新环境、新同事的同时，这时家兄罹患了癌症。
As I was busy adapting to the new working environment and my co-workers as well, suddenly I received the news that my elderly brother contracted cancer.
由于兄姐妹之间矛盾，彼此将近有很多人的时间都没有联络了。
Because of some of the conflicts between me and my brother, we haven't been talking to each other for many years.
但因认识了主，内心深处神告诉了我。
But because I have come to know the Lord, so deep down, I feel God was telling me.
爱你的邻舍像爱自己一样。
Love your neighbor as yourself.
恢复关系，给他爱。
You need to restore your relationship with him and give him your love.
因为有了神，对神的信心，遇到了好多的试炼，都能坦然地面对。
And because of having God, so even though I encountered many trials, I could have faith.
没有惧怕。
I was not afraid.
知道神给我的安排都是对我最好的。
I know clearly that everything that God has arranged in my life is for my good.
家兄也从医生诊断只有三到六个月的寿命，至今已经生存了将近五年多的时间。
And doctor told my older brother that he only could live up to 5 to 6 months, but for now, he has lived up over 5 years since then.
这也只有神才可以做得到。
This is something only achievable by God.
不只是医治了家兄的癌症，也修复了我和兄姐的关系。
Not only God healed him, but also restored my relationship with my siblings.
当然，我和我父母的情感也渐渐的好转。
And my relationship with my parents also have improved.
母亲说看到神在我身上做的大改变，以及教会弟兄姊妹对他的爱，他相信有上帝。
And my mom witnessed the change on me, and also she felt the love among brothers and sisters in the church for her. She believed in God.
而在2019年，在我们的教会受洗，归属在基督的名下。
So she was baptized in 2019 in our church into the name of the Lord.
去年 COVID 的疫情开始至今对许多人和我的财务上变动自大。
Ever since the pandemic started last year, there is definitely influence impact on my and many others' financial condition.
但因为抓住对神的信心，让自己不再害怕金钱上的匮乏。
But because of my faith in God, I was not afraid about the lack of money.
时时地带着感恩的心。
Instead, I live with a thankful heart.
在工作上顺利的表现，让自己更加的喜乐。
Therefore, my work performance is great, and that made me even more joy.
又有充足的时间照顾好自己的身体。
Has given me more time to take care of myself physically.
又更多的时间与先生相处。
And I have more time to be with my husband.
享受家庭之乐。
Enjoy the happiness of family life.
更重要的是有机会参与线上的读经班。
The most important thing is that I have time to join the Bible study online.
对神的话跟真理又有进一步的了解。
So that I get to know the Word of God and the truth even more.
神是美好的，不会惩罚人类。
God is good. He means blessings.
他准许疫情的发生，一定有他的美意。
He has a good reason to allow a pandemic to happen.
是仰望定睛他的时候。
So this is the time that we should fix our eyes on him.
领受他给我的任务。
To receive the commission that he has for me.
认识了主之后，有太多太多的见证讲不完。
And after I came to know the Lord, there are so many testimonies that I don't even have time to finish them.
对上帝的信心增添了我的祝福。
And the faith I have in God has increased the blessings I receive.
喜乐耐心。
And I increase in joy and patience too.
还有对关系上处理态度大大的改变。
And also, I learned to improve my relationship and my attitude in many ways.
如同《使徒行传》16章31节，他们说信主耶稣基督，你和你一家都必得救。
And just like what says in chapter 16 in the book of Acts, that believing the Lord, you and your household will be saved.
最后我明白了。
And finally, I realize.
上帝的救恩是一个礼物。
The salvation of God is a gift.
不是赚得的。
It's not something that I earned.
只有因相信而得救。
But to receive it through faith.
这白白的恩典。
And this free grace.
完全是依靠着基督的死亡。埋葬而复又又复活。
It's obtained through his death, his burial, and his resurrection.
为了我们定罪在十字架上。
Jesus was crucified on the cross for us.
我知道我已经被饶恕了。
I know I have been forgiven.
我只要依靠着他就感到平安。
All I need to do is to trust him, then I will have peace.
如释重负。
And I can let go all my burdens.
只要你相信基督赦免你的罪。
So all you need to do is to believe that Jesus Christ has forgiven your sins.
如同赦免我的。
Just like what he did to me.
如同罗马书第六章二三到二十四节。罪的工价。
Just like what Romans chapter 6 said.
罪的工价乃是死。
The wage of sin is death.
唯有神的恩赐。在我们的主耶稣基督里乃是永生。
But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ the Lord.
如今蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎。
Now I have been blessed by his grace and redeemed through Jesus Christ.
就白白的称义了。
I am justified freely.
谢谢。
Thank you very much.
谢谢。
Thank the Lord. Peace to brothers and sisters.
我是梁佳琪。
I am Janet Liang.
是在圣盖博教会的喜乐组。
I am a member of the group Joy in St. Gabriel Church.
2020年是一个多么值得感恩的一年。
What a year of 2020 in which we should give thanks.
2020年的一月初
In the beginning of 2020,
我们带着感恩的心情到了伦敦。
With a thankful heart, we went to London.
迎接我们第八个小孙子的来到。
To welcome the 8th grandchild of the family.
女儿怀孕期间呢
When my daughter was pregnant,
医生几次的告诉说，他说 baby 的生长不达标准。
The doctor told her several times that the development of the infant was below standard.
也是在正常分配曲线的 3% 以下。
Actually, the growth of the fetus was under 3% according to the normal distribution.
我们不完全了解医生的诊断是什么意思。
We did not fully comprehend of the doctor's comment.
所以我们非常的紧张。
So we were pretty nervous about it.
我们就不住迫切地为他们祷告。
Therefore, we prayed earnestly for them.
1月12日 baby 出生了。
And on January 20th, the baby was born.
是一个健康漂亮的妹妹。
It's a very healthy and beautiful baby girl.
她和哥哥生日只差了一天。
And her birthday was just one day apart from her older brother.
感谢神，她的美意本是如此。
We thank the Lord for this is His good and perfect will.
孩子出生时六磅多。
And the baby was born with a weight of 6 pounds plus.
那体型娇小的女儿能够顺利平安的生产。
This helped to have a smooth delivery for my petite daughter.
我们在伦敦和女儿和孙子们度过一个快乐又别致的中国新年。
And therefore, we celebrate the Chinese New Year in London with our daughter and her family.
如今小 baby 已经长大成一个四处走动、爬高上低、勇敢活泼的小妹妹了。
Now the baby girl has grown into an active and brave little girl.
二月在疫情尚未开始严重的时候。
And before the pandemic,worsened in February 2020.
神就带领我们平安回到神为我们预备的旧新家。
Our Lord brought us back to our old new home.
在过去四年呢，为了照顾妈妈。
In the past 4 years, in order to take care of our mom,
我们匆匆地搬到了 Laguna Woods Village.
We moved to the village of Laguna Wood in a haste.
是一个退休老人的社区。
That is a retirement community.
2019年的年底。
At the end of 2019.
神又带领我们回到了喜瑞都。
God brought us back to Cerritos.
我们的老家。
Where our old home was at.
我们也再次回到了心中念念不忘的弟兄姐妹中间。
So we're able to return to the midst of our brothers and sisters whom we have not been able to forget.
感谢神在这一年中。
We thank the Lord in this past year.
我们和喜乐小组的弟兄姐妹们。
With the members of the joy group.
每星期我们有许多次美好的交通和代祷。
We had several times to have wonderful fellowship online.
我们也经常享受到各家弟兄姐妹的关爱和美食。
We also get to enjoy the loving care and delicious food provided by brothers and sisters of the group.
很有意思的一件事情哈。
And one thing very interesting.
在 Laguna Wood 的时候，我们是教会中的小朋友。
When we live in Laguna Wood community, my husband and I are considered the younger children.
教会中大部分都是80、90岁的长者。
Because the church members' average age is in the 80s or 90s.
我们是本着有事弟子服其劳的心态。
Therefore, our attitude among them was like, we will serve whenever there's a need.
我们在那服侍那里的老弟兄、老姐妹们。
And we were actively serving the elderly brothers and sisters of the church.
回到这儿呢，我们受到弟兄姐妹们热情的照顾和服侍。
Once we return to Cerritos, we become the object who receive a lot of loving care.
我们心中真的有说不出的温暖和感激。
And we really, really are moved and deeply appreciate that.
但是让我更感动的是，
What moved us the most?
几年不在一起。
That even though we haven't been gathering together for a long time,
我们这些可爱的小弟兄小姐妹们，
the so-called younger brothers and sisters,
他们在灵命上都大大的长进。
They have grown a lot spiritually.
在每一次的聚会中，祷告中，
in every meeting online, through our fellowship and prayer,
我们都从他们身上学习到许多。
We are able to learn a lot from them.
看到他们对神话语的渴慕和认真。
Seeing their zealousness and their seriousness about the word of God.
看到他们在生命中流露出那个确实相爱的见证。
And seeing the true loving testimony among them.
真的是感谢神。
I gave thanks to the Lord.
再次给我们机会能够和大家在一起。
For giving us another opportunity to be with them.
在这条道路上奔跑。
So we can run together the race.
神真的是很体贴我们。
The Lord is truly thoughtful.
在疫情开始前就让我们搬回了喜瑞都的家。
And he helped to lead us back to the home in Cerritos before the starting of the pandemic.
我们的神他知道我是一个非常享受宅在家里的人。
And our God knows how I like to stay home.
所以在这段疫情时间
Therefore, during the pandemic,
除了灵里面给我们充富的丰富的供应
In addition to the abundant provision of the spiritual food,
在这段足不出户的日子里
And in this period of time where I had to stay home,
神却让我能够在屋子里面不同的角落里享受和他亲近。
God enabled me to draw myself close to him at different parts of our house.
也可以快乐地在做着我所喜欢的事情。
And happily do things that I enjoy.
然后在我们的后院呢，给我足够的空间。
And has provided for me adequate space in our backyard.
这是我们在 Laguna Woods 没有的。
And this is the enjoyment that we cannot have if we live in Laguna Woods community.
在院子中享受他的创造。
Enjoy the beauty of his creation in our own backyard.
也尽情的在这里种花种菜。
And I was able to plant flowers and vegetables.
然后我殷勤地锻炼我的身体。
And so I can diligently work out.
2020年在外面的世界看来
Outwardly speaking, the year 2020
到处都充满了让人伤心、恐惧、颓废、胆怯的坏消息。
Was full of bad news that brought us anxiety, fear, and depression.
但是神赐给我们的
But
却是更美的
But what God has given to us is the unshakable peace and joy.
无论得时不得时
Whether it's time or not,
我们都要因他的琐事来赞美他。
We should praise him for what he is.
因他的所作来感谢他。
And thank him for what he has done.
更重要的，我们要来竭力追求。
Most importantly, we should endeavor to pursue him.
活出与我们所蒙的恩相称的生命。
To live out a life that's worthy of the grace we receive.
愿神赐福弟兄姐妹们。
May God bless our brothers and sisters. God's eternal purpose is for us to have him.
并且得得更丰盛。
And have him abundantly.
刚刚弟兄姐妹们分享到在2020年中他们经历到身体上、工作上、环境上许多的艰难。
And a few brothers and sisters just share their experience and how they experience difficulties in their physical condition, work condition, or family condition.
然后借着这样不容易的环境，他们转向神，而且得着了神。
How in those difficult situations they turn their hearts toward God, they experience Him and they obtain Him.
就像一位姐妹所分享的，我们要从神来看苦难。
Just like a sister shared with us, we need to.See sufferings from God's point of view.
而不是从苦难来看神。
Not to try to understand God through our sufferings.
我们从神来看苦难，会知道他叫我们经过这样的环境来认识他，来得着他。
So if we see suffering through God's point of view, then we'll realize that He wants to experience Him and obtain Him in suffering.
他的意念是赐平安的意念。
And understand that His thoughts and His plans for us are those of peace.
他不是降灾祸的意念。
Not evil or disasters.
如果今天我们从苦难来看神。
So if we try to see, understand God through our sufferings,
可能我们会有很多的困惑，很多的抱怨。
A lot of times we will have doubts and complaints.
当我们一同听见弟兄姐妹的分享。
as we heard from our brothers and sisters just now.
像秦香姐妹，她讲到说，这一年虽然是很不容易。
Like Sister Qin Xiang shared that 2020 was a difficult year.
但是是她来美国十多年最快乐的一段日子。
Yeah, it is the happiest period of time in the 10 some years since she came to this country.
过去一年对全世界来说是充满灾难和死亡的一年。
To the entire world, last year was a year full of disasters and death.
但是对于神的儿女来讲，却是充满了祝福和生命的一年。
Yet to the children of God, it has been a year full of blessings and life.
我们一起来读一下耶利米书第29章11节到第13节。
Let us read a passage together. Book of Jeremiah chapter 29 verses 11 to 13.
耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you.
要叫你们末后有指望。
Plans to give you hope and a future.
你们要呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你们。
You will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you.
你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。
You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹和朋友们
，Dear brothers and sisters and friends，
我们深愿在新的一年，你也能够来认识他，来得着他。
We really wish you get to know God and obtain Him more in this year.
他爱我们，他是赐恩的一念，没有降灾祸的一念。
He loves us and His plan for us is to prosper us, not to harm us.
他渴望我们得着他，成为最大的祝福。
And He desires for us to obtain Him as the greatest blessing.
等一下我们小组的分享，盼望您都能够来参加。
We wish to invite you to join us on Zoom in our group sharing after this.
我们很渴望能够和您在网上能够相见。
We sincerely want to meet you on Zoom.
我们也渴望有一天我们能够一同聚集来敬拜来赞美。
We also wish to gather together with you physically so that we can worship our Lord together.
愿神祝福大家。
May God bless everybody.